Coming up on episode number 563, well, we've got a jam-packed hodgepodge show for you tonight with listener requests, some independent submissions, and Tina and trivia at the end. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is March 26th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Hodgepodge edition of Coverville. Normally this would just be called an all-request show, but I've got a couple of independent artist submissions that I wanted to throw in tonight's show that are just fantastic. Didn't know when the next Indie Hodgepodge show would be, and I wanted to make sure I got these in there. So for all intents and purposes, it is mostly an all-request show. And you know what that means? That means at the very end of the show, Tina's going to join us for a little bit of Musically Challenged. Stick around for that later, but before we get to that, we got to get to the music. And the aforementioned independent artists, the first of those is a group called Telling on Trixie from a brand new album called Ugly, Broke, and Sober. This is a cover of Belinda Carlisle's Mad About You.
Mad about love, you and I. afternoon delight. I started out this morning feeling so polite. I always thought a fish could not be caught that didn't bite. But you got some bait waiting and I think I might try nibbling a little.
Afternoon Delight, taking a much maligned 70s song that, gosh, you know, I think, I don't know about those double entendres in there, but they might be talking about, you know, anyway, Afternoon Delight, covered there by Van Atahai from their new album Final. Of course, the original done by Starland Vocal Band. Definitely brings it into the new new era, doesn't it? Very Blink-182, Sum 41-esque. Very cool. And then we start off the set with Telling on Trixie with their cover of Belinda Carlisle's Mad About You. And both of those songs taking a much slower kind of lovey song and really bringing it up to rock levels. Telling on Trixie, that's from their brand new album, Ugly, Broke, and Sober. And make sure you check the show notes for links to where you can buy a copy of that album and that song. I think it's great. I love that cover there. Coverville is brought to you tonight by Musicane, the website. You know, it does those same things that Amazon and iTunes do, where you can go and buy MP3s. You can buy full albums for like $9.99 or less, and you can buy individual tracks. What's cool about this, though, is that it attaches to your Facebook profile. It attaches to Twitter, I believe. And you can have people following your music feeds just like they would follow any of your other social media feeds. So it's a great way, you know, if you're into music like I am, it's a great way to keep people up to date on the things that you're listening to and the things that you're enjoying. And right now, if you buy an album on Musicane, you get an extra 5 tracks free. So, you know, if you think of each track as like 99 cents, then it's like getting $5 towards another album or towards some individual tracks that you want to pick up. You get to use the coupon, which is on coverville.com. There's a link. There's a link in the show notes to Musicane where you can sign up and start picking up your favorite CDs. But they've got the new Chris Cornell album, Scream, is on there. No Line on the Horizon, the new one from U2. Must be a re-release of Some Fantastic Place by Squeeze. One of my favorite Squeeze albums is listed here as a hot new release. So it might be a re-release. We'll have to see if there's some new tracks available on that one. But check them out, musicane.com. That is MUSICANE.com. So, all right, so those two tracks I played there at the beginning take a slower song and ratchet it up to rock levels, like I was saying. Let's go the opposite direction here with a song by Harvey Danger that was covered here by a guy named Ray. Now, let me give you a little bit of background on this request. Nick from Australia, a frequent supporter of the show, he is just a great pal, a great friend of the show, I should say. And he's been responsible for me finding a lot of Australian hard-to-find stuff that I would not have been able to get my hands on otherwise. And aside that, Nick is hilarious. His emails are hilarious. You know, I don't know if those are if all the things that he says in there are Australian phrases or just cool things that he says, but it cracks me up. Anyway, he found this cover of Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger on YouTube, this kind of 60s-influenced version, this 60s-influenced cover. And he says, I challenge you to find this on MP3. I did a little bit of searching around, and I couldn't do it. So I went to the YouTube page, And I contacted the person who posted the video and I said, hey, you know, you've talked about who the original artist was, but how about a little bit of love for the covering artist who did this? And he replied back to me and said, actually, it's me. And he and I talked via email for a little bit, and he was more than happy to allow me to play his MP3 as part of the show here. So with all that big intro, this is going out to Nick in Australia. Here is Ray with his cover of Harvey Danger's Flagpole Sitta.
Visions, I was in them, I was looking into the mirror to see a little bit clearer the rottenness and evil in me. Fingertips of memories, I can't forget the curves of your body. And when I feel a bit naughty, I run it up the flagpole and see who salutes, but no one ever does. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. So high, 'cause I'm in hell. Been around the world and found that only stupid people are breeding, the cretins cloning and feeding, and I don't even own a TV. Put me in the hospital for nerves and then they had to commit me. You told them all I was crazy. They cut off my legs, now I'm an amputee. Got new. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. And I'm so high, 'cause I'm in hell. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. And it's a sin to live so well. I wanna publish scenes and rage against machines. I wanna pierce my tongue, it doesn't hurt, it feels fine. The trivial sublime, I like to turn off time and kill my mind, kill my mind.
Brian, this is Rob in Columbus, Ohio. I just listened to your Seasons in the Sun show, and I thought it was awesome that you played the Too Much Joy version, which for years was the only version I knew and was the reason I loved the song in the first place. And I didn't even hear the Terry Jacks version until like last year. I also thought it was cool to hear the Jacques Brel version. I just want to tell you, you should dig up some of Too Much Joy's live stuff. Their live version of that song has even more energy and is more fun. Plus, in some versions, they inject a bit of the M song, pop music, in the middle of it. By the way, some of their live recordings also include a great version of The Clash's Police on My Back. So, too much Joy fan here. And fan of Coverville. Thanks. Bye.
You guys weren't expecting a Lost in Translation tonight as well. That is Should I Stay or Should I Go, originally done by The Clash, covered there by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs from their 2009 release, La Luz del Ritmo. That one is going out to Robin, who requested it. Thank you, Robin, for that excellent suggestion. Before that, you heard Flagpole Sitta, covered by Ray. It's a cover of the Harvey Danger tune, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes to where you can, since you can't buy it, I'm going to put a link in the show notes to where you can go see the YouTube video that that Nick found, and it was the impetus for emailing me. So check that out, Flagpole Sitta. You know, if I would have gotten a hold of Ray sooner, might have been able to get him involved with the Coverville Idol. This time around, it's Supertramp, and time is up. I've gotten, I think, 16 entries for the Supertramp Breakfast in Coverville Idol. And looking forward to putting those together as downloadable tracks that you'll be able to download on Sunday, which will be the 30th anniversary of the original release of Supertramp's Breakfast in America. It will be next week before I actually put together the Coverville episode collecting a few of those. I'm not going to be able to do that this weekend because I'm going to be out of town. But make sure you stick around and listen for that. Also next week, April is going to kick off a month here for Coverville, actually a couple months of surveys. And what I want to get you guys to do is jump onto a survey page. I'll have more information as we get into April. But I'm going to have survey information, link information on how you can contribute to the survey. And so I can find out a little bit more about you guys, about who's listening to Coverville, so that it makes it a little bit easier to find advertising that's appropriate for you guys, stuff that you would be interested in, because I'm guessing that cigarettes and adult entertainment are probably not what you're looking for advertising on Coverville. Also, just as kind of an incentive, there will be prizes, random prizes given for survey entrants, and including $500 worth of travel gift certificates from Viator, Viator.com, as well as an iPod Shuffle, and not the new easily swallowed version either, but the previous version, which I think people actually like a little bit better. So stick around in April for all of that going on. What do we got here? Martin Ibbett. Martin Ibbett found me via Facebook, and I don't know the relation to Martin Ibbett. I don't know if I am related to Martin Ibbett, although it would seem like with so few of us Ibbetts running around in the world that there's got to be some relation. But anyway, Martin has been checking out the show, and he made a request, and I'm going to play that request for him right now. It's a cover of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. I should say Anita Carter's Ring of Fire. She was the one who originally performed it. Johnny Cash, of course, made it famous. And this cover is by Blondie. This was released on the reissue, I believe, of Blondie's 1979 album Eat to the Beat. Here is Blondie with Ring of Fire.
Coverville, this is Gary from South Carolina, and I've been trying to find this cover of TLC's Waterfalls. It's done acoustically. I don't recall the artist, but I remember hearing it off of satellite radio. So if you can help me out, really love to hear that cover. Have a good day. Take care, Coverville.
A lonely mother gazing out of a window, staring at a sun that she just can't touch. If at any time is in a jam, she'll be by his side, but he doesn't realize he hurts her so much. But all that praying just ain't helping at all. He can't seem to keep himself out of trouble, so he go out and he make his money the best way he know how. Another body lying cold in the gutter. Listen to me, don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Little Precious has a natural obsession for temptation that it just can't see. She give him loving that his body can't handle, but all he could say is, baby, it's good to me. One day he go and take a glimpse in the mirror, but he doesn't recognize his own face. His health is fading and he doesn't know why. Four letters took him to his final resting place. Y'all don't hear me? I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms are coming, God leaving a trace and not one God given writ. Is it because my life is 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praising for the sunny days. Like his promise is true, only my fate can undo. Many chances I blew to bring my life to a new clear blue and unconditional skies. I dried the tears from my eyes, not my lonely cries. My only bleeding hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an intolerant pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tooting cane into your own vein? What a shame, you're shooting aim for someone else to bring your claim. The insane and in the stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me and you. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
That is Waterfalls, covered there by Steve Poltz, from his 2003 album Chinese Vacation, a cover of the TLC track. Hopefully, Gary from South Carolina, that is the song that you were thinking of. I did a little looking around for some other covers of that song and couldn't find one that that kind of fit your description. And although your description really just said kind of an acoustic version, I think that's got to be the one. So let me know if that's not the case, and we'll see what else we can find. Of course, if you're able to find another cover out there, please let me know about it. So Waterfalls, they're covered by Steve Poltz. Before that, Ring of Fire, a live version there by Blondie from their 1979 re-release of Eat to the Beat, actually a re-release of their 1979 album Eat to the Beat, originally, of course, by Anita Carter, covered most famously and owned, I should say, by Johnny Cash. Well, Tina, not only joining me for Musically Challenged, but also dusting the Musically Challenged studios while I'm recording, which is really nice. I like that. How are you, Tina?
Hello. Well, I was just sitting here and I thought, you know, I had a little bit of nervous energy, so I got to do something.
Nervous energy. Excited to be on Musically Challenged?
I'm just excited to go on vacation, and yeah. I hope we can get out tomorrow.
Yes, we have a blizzard condition right now in the Denver metro area. It is, the snow is piling down.
We have about 14 inches.
Right, and Governor Ritter has issued a state of emergency. He shut down, post offices and banks and everything at about 2 o'clock today. And so we've kind of gotten cabin fever today, just kind of been trapped in here. But tomorrow morning, we need to be at the airport like by 6 o'clock in the morning to hopefully get on a flight to Seattle.
We're getting up so early. It's going to be just ridiculous.
Yeah, and I usually don't have a problem with that. So,
yes. You know me.
And people are Facebooking me right now, popping little messages. Hi, Aaron. Message from Aaron right now, but I'm not going to deal with that because we have things to do. We've got music trivia to take care of.
Yes.
And we've got another edition of the song title remains the same. So I'm getting out my piece of paper to write my answers on.
Okay. You didn't say why we're going to Seattle.
Oh, would you like to tell the folks why we're going to Seattle?
Yeah. Well, my brother is there and he and his wife just had a baby, their second one. And so we're going to see the baby for the first time.
Yes.
We're very excited.
Yes, we are. Yes. So,
okay, continue on.
All right. Can I? You giving me permission now to continue on? Oh, thank you.
I am.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into this. This is a musically challenged edition. The song title, or I should say, the song title remains the same. It's the 10th edition of TSRTTS. Anyway, let's go right into it.
Hello, Brian and Tina. It's JR from beautiful Valencia, California, and I've got another round of the song title remains the same. As you know, the way it usually works is each question is comprised of two song clips that happen to share the same song title. And I say that's how it usually works because this being my 10th submission, I've decided to go the extra mile, and each question has three song clips that share the same song title. Name that song title and the artist performing. And I think it might be best if you let all three song clips play before pausing to guess, but of course that's entirely up to you. So with that said, here's question one.
All right. So
okay.
We got this one. I've got two of the three performers. I couldn't pull the middle one out, but do you want to take a stab at it before I say?
I do need to hear it again.
You do? Okay. Well, we can do
Sorry,
that.
I did not write anything down.
Well, no, you don't have to write anything down.
Question one.
I know the song, but I can't think of it. It's a 70s song, right?
60s, I believe.
60s, okay. This is Madonna.
Yep. And what's the song? Okay.
I don't know. But I just listened to it this week.
It's a Cherish.
Cherish, yes, that's Cherish. Right, yeah. Ooh, that middle one is Cherish. Or no, the first one was Cherish
all three,
as well.
All three of them are Cherish, Tina.
Okay.
That's why it's called The Song Title Remains the Same. Hi, I'm Brian Ibbett. Welcome to Coverville.
Well, I remember the second one. It's an 80s.
Is it? Okay.
Yes, it is.
I didn't recognize it. It sounded familiar, but...
It sounded
like another song that that I was remembering, so...
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be, I don't know, something like Journey, but not Journey.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's number two.
Here is question two.
Well, he said that.
Run away.
You're not supposed to say it.
Sorry. Okay.
I like that one, actually.
I do, too. So that was Janet Jackson.
That was Janet Jackson,
The
yep.
second one, I want to say, was something like...
Let's jump back a minute.
I should know this one. My dad loves this song.
Yeah, so that one is Dion.
Okay, yeah.
And
this one. Oh, it's like, I want to say Sticks, but I know it's not. I know. Is it Loverboy?
I don't think it's Loverboy. Okay. I'm trying to remember. That's one of those 80s hair bands that I'm trying to learn. And it was Run Little Runaway. Was that, that wasn't Bon Jovi, was it?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, the song was Runaway.
Yeah.
But I can't pull out who that second artist is. God, I know it was a. Yeah, I can hear the vocalist. I can almost pull it out. Maybe it is Loverboy.
I'm sticking with Loverboy.
Okay, stick with Loverboy.
And then this was Janet Jackson.
This is Janet Jackson. Yeah.
All right, I'll try to contain myself next time.
Contain your enthusiasm and your nervous energy.
And here's question three.
Oh my God, I know all three of those songs and I can't pull it out.
I know.
That first one though, my God, talk about your
that's another 80s. I want to say
your
it's like
prom song right there.
Yeah, Great White or no. Oh, it's something more.
Is that Right Here Waiting? No.
The group?
No, the
no,
song
oh, the
title.
Song.
Yeah. This band is Widespread Panic, I'm thinking.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, are you ready for some answers?
Oh, wait. The last set,
yeah.
That second one, I want to say that was like Great White.
Okay. All right. God, okay. What was the name of that song?
I don't know.
Man, that's driving me nuts. Three songs, and I recognize all three of them, and I just can't pull the...
Yep. Oh, yeah, if I could go look at one of the best of 80s song CDs,
yeah,
I'd totally find
it. Yeah. All right.
Song title one was Cherish. With that, we had The Association, Cool and the Gang, and Madonna.
Cool and the Gang.
Cherish. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Song title two was Runaway, and we had Del Shannon, Bon Jovi, and...
Oh, crap. It wasn't
Dion.
Dion. It was Del Shannon. Duh, of course. But it was Bon Jovi.
Yep.
Oh, Janet Jackson.
And I wonder, oh, I should have gotten the John Bovi.
John
Bovi. Bon Jovi one.
Yeah, because I just gave you that CD today
to
listen
to. I listened to it today.
Guys, this third one's going to kill me. I'm just giving myself one more second to see if I can come up with it. But I can't. Okay.
Song title three was Heaven.
Heaven. For that one. Brian Adams. Right there. Brian freaking Adams. Yes, and I know somebody, Don, in the audience is kicking me right now for not getting that one.
Yeah.
And we had Brian Adams, Those Cherry Pie Lovers Warrant, and Los Lonely Boys.
Dang.
Los Lonely Boys. This Warrant track is even on that CD we were listening to in the car the other day.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No, it wasn't Cherry Pie. They were playing Heaven.
I know.
How far is Heaven? I just gotta know how far you. How far?
Well, that about does it. Thanks for playing, and I'll see you next time.
Oh, man. Sorry, Jared. That was a poor showing by us.
Yeah. Well, we'll get our hair band you know.
Four of nine. Oh, actually, five of nine, because I did say Bon Jovi.
That's true, you did.
So I get... Oh, no, but I didn't get... I said Dion instead of Del Shannon.
Yeah.
Dion was the Wanderer, right?
I don't know.
Because I'm the Wanderer. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Dion. Runaway, Wanderer, you know, it's all rock and roll to me. If you want to submit a musically challenged or a request or anything of that sort, you can do it by emailing me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line, 206-222-COVER. That's 2683 if your phone doesn't have little letters on it. You can also visit the website or join the forums by going to coverville.com. The show notes have these little nifty places where you can put your comments in, and then everybody can see what you think, which is sometimes a good thing, sometimes a bad thing. So make sure you contribute and add your comments and add your feedback, because it does help the show grow. Also, iTunes. If you're a subscriber on iTunes and you haven't gone to iTunes to leave a comment there or a review of the show, please do consider going to iTunes and putting a review of Coverville on iTunes. That always helps new people discover the show, because those star ratings go places that other methods of social interaction don't go. All right, so this weekend will be Sunday. You'll see the downloadable version of Breakfast in Coverville. You can check that out, or you can wait till next Thursday for the Breakfast in Coverville episode, where I play some of the best tracks from that. I'm probably not going to do all 16, probably just going to do kind of a best of, so stick around for that on next Thursday. But we will be back with a show on Tuesday, not quite sure what kind of show it's going to be, but it could be hodgepodge, could be request, could be cover story, who knows what it will be. But until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.